USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee votes on Wednesday on whether to subpoena the full findings of the Russia probe. California Congressman Adam Schiff says House lawmakers are united about releasing the report in its entirety.
We voted 420-0. There's little, as you can tell, that we agree upon in Congress about the Russia investigation, but we do agree on this. After 2 years of investigation by Bob Mueller and his team, the public has a right to see what he came up with. The president shouldn't try to hide it. Bill Barr shouldn't try to hide it. That needs to come out. And we're going to have to use whatever compulsion is necessary to make sure that happens.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has some advice for former Vice President Joe Biden when he approaches women. Keep your distance.
Just pretend you have a cold and I have a cold.
She tells Politico the two touching complaints against him don't disqualify him from running for president. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A detention hearing is scheduled for April 8th for the Chinese woman who bluffed her way into the Mar-a-Lago resort this past weekend. She was arrested and charged with trespassing. A little after noon on Saturday, Yujing Zhan, according to court documents, approached the security gate at Mar-a-Lago and presented two Chinese passports. She said she was going to the pool. Due to language difficulties, club security officials mistakenly thought she was a relative of a club member who just happened to have the same last name, and they allowed her to enter. Once through another checkpoint, she told the receptionist she was there not to go to the pool, but for a Chinese-American friendship event. But there was no such event. The receptionist quickly notified the authorities. The Secret Service says she had four cell phones with her, along with a laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive which contained malicious malware. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump has deferred efforts to come up with a Republican health care measure. As if to underscore the surprised nature of the GOP as the party of health care comment the president made at last week's Republican Senate luncheon, just after this week's luncheon, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell telling reporters an Obamacare replacement will be up to the president.
He would be developing a plan that he would take to the American people during the 2020 campaign.
He adds he told the president the Senate was not going to form a plan. President Trump tweeted he would wait until after the election. Then he said this.
When the plan comes out, which we'll be showing you at the appropriate time, it's much better than Obamacare.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to an audience of military leaders at the U.S. Army's War College on Monday morning. John Clemens reports.
Part of Mr. Pompeo's message delivered to an audience at the U.S. Army's War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was about the role the military plays that is intertwined with the role around the world with U.S. diplomacy.
We can keep men and women serving in uniform all across the world safe. We can cause them to have to work a little less hard and take a little less risk, with the flip side being that we can't be successful at that without you having an enormous level of preparedness, of readiness, and leadership.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.